Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 280. 280, mitzvah Resh Pei, as we get into the second of the Truma mitzvos. Yesterday's mitzvah was the mitzvah of Kohen Tamei, not being allowed to eat Truma. And today we get into the Isser of Azar, a non-male Kohen, not being able to eat Truma. The Isser of Azar. So the Torah tells us, is one phrase, V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Just to continue to foreshadow what's going to come up, Toshav Kohen V'sachel Lo Yochal Kodesh. Certain types of workers, we'll have to see what's being referred to in the Torah, certain types of workers are not allowed to eat Kodesh, and Kodesh here is talking about Truma. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, B'truma Kazem Adaber Shekol Ha'inyan Diber Ba. The entire context is talking about Truma, so that is the Isser. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Right? This is a very halakha l'maisa mitzvah. Not so much halakha l'maisa today. It's somewhat halakha l'maisa if somebody has Truma. But here you run a base hamikdash, and we have a base hamikdash, and the Kohens want to have the Rosners over for a Shabbos meal. We're going to go to the Kohens, and they're going to have different dishes for us. And they're going to have cooked differently, because if they cook Truma in their pots, they have Bli of Truma in their pots, and I'm a Yisrael, I'm not going to be able to eat from their pots. There's going to be Bli of Truma in there. So they're going to have, if you Kohanim want to have Yisraelim over, Yisrael wants to have a Kohen over, he's in terms of cooking Truma, but he can't taste it, he can't eat it. But this is very halakha l'maisa in terms of a Yisrael or a Kohen having Shabbos meals together. Okay, so says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Yochal Shum Zar Truma. Any Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, Shene'emar, V'chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh. Any Zar is not allowed to eat Kodesh, Ubo Apir Shem Kubal, Shezeh HaKodesh Hu HaTruma Levad. Kodesh here is referring to Truma, V'chol Ma Shenikra Truma, and everything that is called Truma. What else is called Truma besides Truma? So that if you look in Oz Beis, there are three or four other items that are called Truma, or three others. Truma Gedola, that's the main Truma, the first thing you take off after Bikurim, and Bikurim. Bikurim is the first fruits. Trumas Maaser, which is the Truma that a Levi takes and gives to the Kohen, that he takes off his Maaser Rishon, and Chala. They're all called Truma. If you look at Mishnayis and Chala, the Mishnayis discuss they could be mitzarif to each other possibly in terms of not being batel, but that's the an Oz Beis, the footnote quotes all of those others. That's what the Chinuch includes for with v'chol ma shenikra truma. Avolo balahazir bekar al kachim achirim. But this pasuk is not referring to other kachim, other karbanos. Right, karbanos, a zar eating a karban, that's not what's included in this iser. Umashnik or truma gamkein, elo abikurim, bikurim are also called truma, kabashadarsh, zacharim lavracha, like chazal sayim, salachim, mina kabbalah, utrumas yatcha, elu habikurim. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Os Aleph, he talks about Bikurim, and he says Bikurim only has the status of Bikurim once it went into the walls of Yerushalayim. Meaning once I label it as Bikurim and I put a ribbon on it, like the Mishnah is described in Maseches Bikurim, so that does not give it the status of Bikurim yet. And if a Zar eats that, he's not Chayim Misa B'nei Shemayim, as we'll see. But in a case where he brought it into Yerushalayim, that's where it gets the status. Achal Bikurim Edo Chayiv Azar Alayim Achi Kansul of Nimi Chamas Yerushalayim. That's what the Rambam says in the third parak of Bikurim. Aval Kodav Shenichlus Arayin Kechulin L'chol Davar. Before that, they are like Chulin. Good. Another important point, go back to the first paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch. Today we have a lot of Minchas Chinuch because he has basic parts of the mitzvah that we have to discuss. The Minchas Chinuch says, does the Isser apply, or is there any worse or better Isser for a Zar to eat Truma Temeya? We discussed yesterday, what's the halacha with a Kohen Tamei eating Truma Temeya? To get the full Isser, it's only a Kohen Tahar eating Truma Tahora. A Truma Temeya might be Aser, but you're not going to get Malkus for that. Says the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch here, he quotes that if you look at the Rambam's lashon is, a zar sha'achal truma bein shehu tar o tamei. If a zar eats it, it doesn't matter if it is tar the person is tar or tamei, bein shehu truma tar o tamei. The Rambam paskins, even if a person is, doesn't matter, the person is tamei or tar, and the truma is tamei or tar, chayiv misa bidei shemayim. That's what the Rambam holds, and the Lechem Mishnah is bothered why that is. If the source for the pasuk of the source of the onesh of a zar b'chayim misa b'shamayim is based on the pasuk of umesu ki yachaleluhu. So then, if it's already mechula, why should it be chayim misa? He says lo adif mikoin tamei shachal truma tamea sheidu b'misa ki mechula lasvomedes. So he leaves a bit to the lechem misha, leaves a bit tzarach iyun. Why exactly? There's a dach against her, says the Menachas Chinuch. But that is a big chiddush according to the Rambam that this iser includes even if the person is tamei or even if he's tahar, and if the truma is tamei or tahar, it doesn't make a difference. It's all the same if he's already eating truma and he's going to be chayiv misa. If you look at Rav Saratsky in the Azayin LaTorah notes, the word kol is also teaching me something. V'kolzar, any zar, who is that including? Vikolzar. So there are, if we have time, we'll talk about it, various types of people that are called Zar. But here, says the Azayim HaTorah, maybe it's including the Levium. Because for in other contexts, a Levi is not called a Zar in terms of Avoda, in terms of having jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Adara, he says, Yesh Avodas Beis HaMikdash, Levium Einam Zarim LeGabon. Some Avodas, Levium aren't Zarim, and not only that, they have to do them. Like it says in Bamidbar, Parakimo, Vahazara Karev Yumas, and that means, the Svarno explains, Vahazara Karev La Avodas Levium Okahuna. If somebody is a stranger to the avoda of the Kohen of the Levi, meaning a Levi is not a Zar in certain contexts. Hare, sheish avoda, shalavim einam zarim lahem. That's why here it has to say, v'kol zar. Because regarding Truma, he is a Zar. He has to stay away, and a Zar and a Yisrael are the same in terms of their inability and their prohibition of eating Truma. Okay, we continue now in the Sefer HaChinuch. Mishorshei HaMitzvah b'mitzvah kodemus. Same message as the previous mitzvah. When it comes to Truma, which is called Kodesh, we want to keep it away and keep it in pure hands. So that's why you got to be Tahar and you got to be a Kohen. Umimalas HaKodesh Yochlu Mishorshei Hashem. And it's the Mila of this that is only eaten by certain special individuals, those who serve in Hashem's Mikdash. V'nishayem uv'neim avdeim. And their families. Asher kanu lahem, or their servants that live with them, that they own, as we'll see tomorrow's mitzvah is not where they don't own them. V'yitnu lebehemtam l'chol chayasam v'lo l'achirim, and they can even give it to their animals. V'lo l'achirim, the post can point out, this is only by davar, she'eno ro'i l'chol adam. Right, if a person, if something is edible for adam, then one is not supposed to give it to their animals. Animals are only supposed to get truma, that is animal fodder, but not if it is ro'i to be eaten by a person. Good. Midini HaMitzvah, let's get into some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha'am Zachar Levracha, he talks about She'eved Kohen Shebarach Olcha B'Truma. In Eved, what Eved are we talking about here? We're talking about an Eved Kena'ani. We know there are two types of Avadim. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. Eved is a full Jew who either didn't have enough money, see, he sold himself into a relationship in order to make some money, Machruhu Atzmo, or Machruhu Bezdin, if he stole and he didn't have enough money to pay back, so Bezdin will sell him. So that, Bez Hashem, will be a tomorrow's discussion, the next business discussion, Toshav Asachir, that's what's included. The Menachas Chinuch has a big Chiddush quoted in our mitzvah, but it's relating to the next mitzvah, where he's Machalik, but within Eved Ivri, but that is not what we're talking about here. The Eved that we're talking about here is an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is a non-Jew who becomes semi-Jewish. He goes to the mikvah, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Yevamos, and he's chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, but unlike an Isha, he only has partial Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why he's chayiv in only partial mitzvahs. So an Eved Kohen, an Eved Kenani that is owned by a Kohen, can eat Truma, because he is owned what is called a Kinyan Isser. That is what is explicated by the Ramban and the Ritva in Maseches Kiddushin, that there, whenever a person owns an Eved Kena'ani, he has a Kenyan Isser in the Eved Kena'ani, and that is what is responsible for his ability to eat Truma. An Eved Ivri, we'll talk about tomorrow, doesn't have the same halachas. So says the, continuing the Chinuch, Nash Eved Kohen Shebarach Olcha B'Truma, even if he ran away from his master, he can still eat Truma, the Kenyan Kasbu, Umikol Makom. He's still his Kenyan Kasbu, he's still his property. V'chein Eishes Kohen, and even the wife of a Kohen, even if they're not living together, how are you all Ocheles, right? She can still eat Truma as long as she is his wife. V'chol Eishes Kohen Ocheles, afilu ibas gimel shana v'yomechad, even a very, very young Eishes Kohen, as long as they're married, as long as they're married, Daraisa, she can eat Truma. V'gam ha'arusalo, ha'isa ru'uya lechol. The Gemara says in Ksubis that even Arison, the first stage of a Jewish marriage, should give the ability for a woman to eat if her husband is a Kohen. It's just that Midra Abanan, we don't allow it. Elisha Chachamim Gazru Shlotocha Lashatinase. The Chachamim say it's not a good idea. Bizman Azeh, when we do Kedushin and Nisuin together, there's no issue. what, for those 3 minutes in between? But Bisman HaGemar, when they did it separately, this is a big issue. But there's a very mistava reason why we shouldn't allow it. This woman is still living in her father's house. She's going to be able to eat truma. Maybe she's going to bake something for her parents. Her parents who are Yisraelim. So Gzeira Shemetashke Lacheha Lavia Truma, and that's what Chazal said, even though Eris and Arusa, there's enough of a halachic strong relationship in order to give her the power to eat truma, but Midrabanan we say she's not allowed to eat truma. Good. Chachamim Gazru on that. Continuing in the chinuch, we'll go back to all the issues of the Midchas chinuch afterwards. Eved Ivri shall coin in a ochel. And Eved Ivri of a kohen does not eat. Shahari Asra Torah Schir Olav Schir Shanim. So we'll talk about that more, Beth Hashem, tomorrow, because that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah. Aval Eved Kenani Ochel Dekinyin Kaspahu. And Eved Kenani can eat. Vegamim Kano Eved Avadim. Even if Eved Kenani is called his own Eved, he eats. That, another step down, does not eat. But that is the Iker Adin that an Eved Kenani does eat. Vechal Kohenes Shenivala Lepsule Kahuna. This we've had before. If a Kohenes is Nivala Lepasola, she becomes a Chalala, and she can no longer eat Shuma. We discussed this, if you remember, when we spoke about Kohen Gadol, and how a Kohen Gadol could get 4 Averos if he lives with a woman who is a Zona, and Grusha, and Zona, and Chalala, and Almana. All of them. By each one, as long as it's in that order, in the order that we discussed, it could be an Isser Mosef. So Chalala, what does she have added on? She's not allowed to eat Shuma. If she is Nivala L'Pasola, that's a separate Isser later on, which Beis Hashem will get to in Mitzvah Reish Pei Gimel. Shlo Tochal Chalala Min HaKodesh, which means Truma and all the other Kachim related halachas. But we'll get to that later in 3 Mitzvahs from now. But this is the halacha. A Chalala is not allowed to eat Truma. Continue, skip the next paragraph. V'noeg Isser Achilas HaTruma L'Zarim B'chom Yisrael V'zachar V'nekevis. Men and women, same Isser. B'chol makom she'isham shumah daraisa. On a daraisa level, only with a shumah daraisa. Like he said in yesterday's mitzvah, only in Eretz Yisrael, b'yishuvah, which did not exist even during Bayis Sheni, according to the Rambam. The overall zeva achal truma behuzar. If somebody eats truma when he is a zar, kegon Yisrael huzar, or a Levi, or afilu kohen or kohenes, shenis chalu menakahuna, or even a chalal or a chalala, becha bimine chilo hayiduim chayiv misa bidei shemaim. Those who learn Dafyomi, tomorrow by Hashem, the Dafyomi starts Mesachas Krisus. Got to talk about the differences between, as much as we can understand it, Krisus and Misas Bezdin, and Krisus and Misa B'dei Shemayim. Both of them are heavenly types of retribution. The question is, what's the difference? Sometimes you have a Misa B'dei Shemayim, sometimes you have Chiyuv Karis. So we'll have to see what the differences are. But here, the Chinuch is telling me, even if somebody is not a born Zar, but he became a Zar, he became a Chalal or Chalala, so then the halach is that they are considered Zar Lagabe Truma, and they are not allowed to eat Truma. Okay, that is the Chinuch. Now we get into the Minchas Chinuch, a couple of important issues that he brings up. Going back, we'll go in order. So we already did in Os Aleph, we spoke about the halach applies, the Isra applies even to Truma Temeya. Truma Temeya. Next, if you look at Os Vav of the Minchas Chinuch, he brings up a very interesting discussion, and that is, if a Kohen and a Yisrael own an Eved together, then clearly that Eved cannot eat Truma, because he's half owned by a Zar. Half of his Kinyan Kesef is through a Zar, so he can't eat. What if two Kohanim own an Eved? Is there any reason for him not to be able to eat Truma? Wherever you're coming from, he's owned by Kohanim. So the Minchas Chinuch says it first, third line of Osvav, Avalim Shnei Kohanim Heim Shutafin Boha Eved, if two Kohanim are partners, Az Ha'Eved Ochel Shaper Truma, he can eat Truma. To Habitoras Shneihem Yochol Lechol, to Lesbe Shum Chelik Zaris. He has no Chelik of Zaris in him, and therefore he should be able to eat Truma. He says, that's what it says in Maseches Yevamos. Yevamos Hamach Zayin, where it talks about a father who dies, and he left Avadim, and they're owned jointly by a number of sons. So that's like partners who own an Eved, and the Eved can still eat Truma. He says, without explaining, Vixas, the end of the paragraph, Vixas Hayefsha Lachalik, you might be distinguished. In what way? Because here you have brothers and sons. You might say, this is all really one unit. It's not like Shutfin. He says, Avaloni Hira, but I don't think there would be any difference. So he says, it seems that if two Kohanim own an Eved Kenani jointly, so then that Eved will be able to eat Truma. But then he says, I'm bothered. And he does not have an answer. Because he says, you find in other halachos, you find, for example, by the halacha of killing an Eved. You have in Hilchos Rotzeach. You have halacha by Yitziyah Barasha Ivarim, by setting an Eved free. You have halacha called Be'inon Kaspo HaMiyuchadlo. Right, that's the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Sadik. You need these halachas only apply not only if it's Kinyan Kaspo, but it's Kaspo HaMiyuchadlo. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered, maybe you should have that halacha here too. Even though you might say, oh, if he's owned by him, he's owned by him, he can eat Shuma, but maybe for an Eved Kena'ani to eat Shuma, it has to be Kaspo Miyuchadlo. And therefore, I don't think this should be so passion. And he quotes a Pnei Yeshua, who he thinks the Mashmas of the Pnei Yeshua is like him, and therefore at the end, he does not answer the question. He says in the last line of Ozvav, Vitzarech Ian Gadol La'Eis Ata. Tzarech Ian, I don't know why that it seems that if two Kohanim own an Eved Kena'ani, he would be able to eat. But if you look in the Avi Ezri, in Nizke Mama Perachet Halacha Aleph, he quotes this question and he suggests that, I'm sorry, if you look in that, the Avi Ezri is coming up. That's on the next question that we're going to deal with. But if you look in the footnote here, the footnote he quotes, in Ozdal, and he quotes Achronim, who answered the problem of the Minchas Chinuch, the Ba'achilas Truma, he says you can be Mechalek between eating Truma and all these other halachas quoted. The halacha of Yomo Yomayim, by killing an Eved. The halacha of Rasha Ivarim, of an Eved going free, all of that is mitzad the Adon. Any mitzvah that is more focused on the Adon, the master, that would have a halacha. Obviously, it's about the relationship of the master and the servant, but if the focus is the master, then you could have a halacha of Kaspo HaMiyuchadlo, and this would be a violation, because there are two masters. But if the focus of the mitzvah is the Eved himself, like Achilas Truma, it's about whether an Eved can eat Truma, so then it could be that there is no such halacha of Kaspo HaMiyuchadlo. So that's the suggestion given by Achronim to answer the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. But either way, that's the issue. Two Kohanim owning an Eved, can he eat Truma? Next, the Minchas Chinuch now quotes in Osches, basic halachas, basic dinim daraisa, and that is Vini Balava Zed Zar. Included in the Isser of Zar is not only Yisrael or a Bas Yisrael, but even a Bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael. There's a Bas Kohen who's been eating Truma all her life, and then she marries a Yisrael, so from that moment on, she can no longer eat Truma. The only way she can eat Truma is if her husband dies and she does not have any children. Then she goes back to her father's house and she can eat Truma. But other than that, if she stays married or if she has any children, even if her husband dies, she can no longer eat Truma because she is a Zar. Just like it works in the opposite way. Just like in a case where you have a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, she can eat Truma. So a Bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael, she cannot eat Truma. And then he quotes in the next paragraph, he's just not sure if an Eshes Bas Kohen Li Yisrael is mamish exactly like a Zar regarding all halachas. If a Bas Kohen Li Yisrael eats Truma, does she get Misa B'dei Shamayim? That he's not sure about. He's not sure about whether this would be true. He said, Malashon HaRambam Nira Degamkin Chayevas Misa B'dei Shamayim. Sounds like she would be. Kazar Gomer, like a Zar. V'chei Nira Milashon HaMachaber, like later on. We'll see. Eishas HaZar Nechshevas Kazar Harihi Kamo Achaz Mitzalosav. She's like one of his ribs. But he said he's not so sure because there are other sources that seem to say there might be differences in halacha. But either way, that is another important din d'oraisa. The Menachas Chinuch in the end of Os Tes discusses the Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, which says, let's say you have a Yibum relationship. Let's say you have a Bas Kohen who is Shomeris Yavam to a Yisrael. So in that case, also she's in limbo. She cannot go back to her father's house yet because she is zakuk to a Yisrael. But she can, she's still Musar. He says, she's limbo. She doesn't go back to her father's house, but she can't eat Truma yet. So therefore, says the Mishnah in Yevamos, so you have to wait either to do Yibam or Chalitza done. Weiter. Interesting halacha. In the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Beis, there are some times that the wife can eat while the husband cannot eat. What if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen Arel? A Kohen Arel. So an Arel, we'll see, is not allowed to eat Truma. But there's nothing wrong with their marriage. You're allowed to marry an Arel. There's no Isra marrying an Arel. So that's a case where he is Kedushas Kahuna. He just can't eat Truma, and he can't do the Avoda. But his wife would be able to. So that's an interesting case where the person himself, the husband, cannot eat while the wife can eat. Skipping over now to Os Chaf Beis. The Minchas Chinuch has a question which he does not answer. Again, it's a very difficult Rambam. He blames it on the Rambam. He can't really blame it on the Rambam. It's a Beferish Tosefta, which the Kesef Mishnah points out, but it is a big Chiddush. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Tes of Hilchos Trumos that if a Yisrael has a cow that has a baby, A bechor. I'm a Yisrael. I have a cow. It had a bechor. I'm allowed to give that bechor truma. Why did the bechor truma? Why? Shabachar lekohanim, because the bechor goes to the kohanim. Asks the minchas chinuch. Ask other achbar. I don't understand. Even if it goes to the kohanim, you're right, but it's a karbon. And it doesn't belong to the Kohen until after Zrikas Adam. Until after you do the Avodah, then Kohen's not allowed to shecht it himself if it's a carbon. So he says, Diyadua, Bevadai, Im Yisrael usually is a carbon. If Yisrael has a carbon, let's say Yisrael has a Chatas or an Asham, he can give it Shuma? Of course not. Because it doesn't belong to the Kohen until after the whole Avodah is done. So too here. He says, I don't know what the difference is. Why not could the Rambam say this? Turning over, he says on top, a chasav Rambam can stam shemutal achot truma lebachar shilu kohen. He says maybe he should at least say maybe he's limited to bizman azeh or bachar chutz laaretz or balmum, but he doesn't have any limitations. He just says if you're a Yisrael and you have a bachar animal, you're allowed to give it. And he says tsarich iyev darvezet tsarich biyur rachav v'yirtz Hashem. Maybe hopefully I'll come back to this, but the Minchas Chinuch does not answer it. He's very bothered by this case. He even says in the next paragraph, and it's Pashut. Tib Kohen Hikdish Behemto. Let's say a Kohen is Makdish his animal, so that he can't give it Shum anymore, because it doesn't belong to him anymore. Before it did, but now it doesn't. So this is very difficult. So to that, the Avi HaEzri, getting back to Rav Shach, in this came on Perachas Halacha Aleph, says, what you must say is that Bechor has some elements of Lekohen, and some elements of Lagavoa. That's what you have to say. Shadina Bechor, Hara Yukachol Kachim Kalim, Ula Ola Mamon Bailim, U Bechor, Afshu Beveis Bailim, Hara Yu Mamon Hashavish, Alkonim, Vyalkarcha Ocha Bechuma. It's all made Lekarbon, and that's why the Kohen can't sell it. But that inability to sell it doesn't mean that it's not totally his, and therefore it must. The Rambam and the Tosefta, based on the Tosefta, says you can give it truma. But that is a huge chiddush that is suggested by that the Rambam says, and the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by it. But the Avi Ezri and other Achronim try to discuss it as much as they can. This was all truma b'mezid. If you skip down to the Minchas Chinuch in Oslam and Lam and Gimel, he quotes another important halacha, and that is, what if somebody eats truma b'shogeg? Then obviously they're not chayiv misa deshamayim, but they are chayiv keren v'chomesh. They have to pay back the kohen. I ate truma by accident. I'm a czar, so I have to pay back the kohen. It's gezel hashevet. What do I have to pay him? I don't pay money. The halacha is, if I ate truma, I have to give chulid misukanim. I have to give fruit. If I ate apples, I have to give apples. I have to give back chulid misukanim, not money. And I have to give 25% extra, what's called a chomesh in halacha. And that payment of fruit gets the status of truma. It's transferred. Nas in truma lechol davar, says the Minchas Chinuch in Oslam Gimel, quoting the Mishnah. So that's an important point. What if the Kohen says, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to pay me. The answer is, he's not allowed to be mochel, because this payment is also a kapara for the Yisrael. And a Kohen is not allowed to be mochel. He can be mochel mamon, and he can't be mochel kapara, and therefore he's unable to be mochel in this case. If somebody ate suffix truma, then they have to designate it and separate it, but then they can sell it to the Kohen, because Hamas Mechaber Lavaraya. It might be truma, so therefore I'm not allowed to eat it, but I don't have to give it to you, so therefore you could sell it to a Kohen. But either way, that's important. We have the din d'arayt, we have the din of mezid, the din of shogeg, the din of real zar, the din of bas Kohen Yisrael, the din of almana, many different halachas that come up here relating to the isser of zar and truma. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue next time with the isser of toshav and sachir of a Kohen eating truma as well.